It's your chance to ask questions of Mark Schauer, the Democrat who wants to be your next governor. That happens tomorrow morning at 9, right here on Michigan Radio. Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark, the co-hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics, are here to tell us more. Hi, Rick. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Rick, what issues are Mark Schauer and Governor Snyder focusing on now?
The governor is basically focusing on the state's economic recovery, the fact that overall the trend in job numbers is improving, not at a super fast rate, but it is improving. He's calling Michigan the comeback state. And the Schauer campaign and the Democrats are being a little bit more focused in terms of what they're talking about. Certainly charter schools, because of the Detroit Free Press series that found a lot of problems in how Michigan manages charters, has become an issue of late. We're also seeing, what the legislature did, recently as far as the petition initiated law that outlaws abortion coverage as part of basic insurance policies. You have to buy a rider policy if you're going to get that coverage, that they're trying to make that an issue. And then there's more globally the issues of spending on schools, on education, and lifting the exemption on pensions for the purposes of taxing incomes.
What are you saying, Zoe?
I think Rick is absolutely right. The issue has been for the Schauer campaign, though, is not necessarily being able to break through with all of those issues. And one of the things that the Schauer campaign has to do if it is going to win this race is get out the vote among Democrats. And right now, there is just not a huge amount of excitement to get out the vote. And we know from past years that when a president is not at the top of the ticket, when it's a non-presidential year, Democrats don't turn out as much as Republicans do. Lon Johnson, the chair of the Democratic Party here in Michigan, he is really pushing for turnout. He says he wants to get 800,000 voters out to the polls. I just don't think right now that Mark Schauer is creating enough excitement to get anywhere near that number.
Well, I have to say, I've seen one TV ad for Mark Schauer, and it is not running very frequently, whereas the Terry Lynn Land versus Gary Peters ads are incessant. Why aren't they doing more to break through, through advertising and media awareness to the voters?
Well, because first of all, the Schauer campaign itself does not have a lot of money. So they're sitting on it until after the August primary and saving it for the general election. They're taking money from the fund for publicly financing campaigns where the governor is not. So Schauer is really relying on the Democratic Governors Association to do essentially surrogate spending on advertising on his behalf. I'll point out it's anecdotal, but one of the things that we found when we sent reporters out all across the state to ask people what they'd like to ask the candidates for governor, that we had a fair number of responses of people just saying,
Who's Mark Schauer? Yeah, which I think right now, it's July. Maybe that's not incredibly worrisome. Rick and I like to pay attention to this kind of stuff, maybe even too closely, I will admit. But if you're still hearing that kind of thing come fall, come September, early October, that's a serious problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clearly, one thing that we are seeing, and this is bearing out in a lot of the public opinion research, is let's just say that Mark Schauer has room to grow in terms of public identification.
Is that what you're going to be looking for as the summer campaign season moves on?
Absolutely. And Cindy, I think you hit
one of the things.
Yeah, but Cindy, I think you hit on something interesting where you were talking about the Peters and Terry Lynn Land race. I think that what we're going to see is more attention being paid on that race now, that Democrats might just say, look, we're not sure we can win with Schauer. Let's put all of our effort into Peters or most of our effort. And there's going to be some national groups that agree because this Peters-Terry Lynn Land seat is one that Republicans are looking to gain so that they can win 6 and take back the U.S. Senate. So there's going to be national money coming into that race. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch, too.
I think that latter point is actually the driver on this, that there's just a lot more national interest in who's going to control the United States Senate, and the Peters Land race might be one of the critical points in that. Internally within the state, a lot of Democrats are looking to Gary Peters to be the ticket leader who will convince Democrats that it's worthwhile to get out
and
vote.
In fact, just quickly, I got word just this morning that apparently Bill Clinton is scheduled maybe even to come in next week to campaign for Peters. So I think that shows you the level of national attention
Joe
that race
Biden
is
going to be making an appearance in the state next week. So.
So that looks like that will be our summer as we move ahead. And then maybe we'll see more action in the governor's race after the primary.
I would expect so.
And we'll also keep an eye if any debates actually happen. I mean, Cindy, we're talking about this call-in that Schauer will be participating in tomorrow. But this is not a debate. It's not a joint appearance. Schauer, you know, what we tend to see is the underdogs want the debates. And Snyder is saying, I'm not quite sure if I necessarily need that right now. So
well, Snyder's not saying that, although undoubtedly they're thinking that.
Yeah.
But that's also, you know, one of the reasons that we decided to use this format of a statewide call-in show is that in Michigan, what happens with debates is everyone puts in their requests, and then the campaigns go and negotiate with each other on which ones they're going to accept and what the terms are going to be, what can be talked about, how the questions can be answered, whether or not there are follow-ups and the candidates can address each other. And the candidates really control the show. Michigan,
absolutely,
unlike a lot of other states, do not have command performance debates for the people who want to serve them in public office.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of It's Just Politics. As always, thank you so much.
As always, our pleasure.
Thank you, Cindy.
And again, Rick Pluta will be hosting a special statewide call-in show with Mark Schauer tomorrow morning at 9 here on Michigan Radio. You can check our Facebook page for details on the number for you to call in. And we should note, an invitation has certainly been extended to Governor Snyder for an hour-long call-in as well.